Now that he knows he exists, the next thing Descartes hopes to do in the second meditation is discover what kind of thing he is. The first approach Descartes takes is to systematically examine the idea that he had of himself before he began his meditations. He'll try to discover which aspects of that idea are included in this I that he has shown exists. The idea is that if he starts with all the characteristics that he used to believe himself to have and throws out those aspects that can be doubted, then he'll be left with only those characteristics of himself that can be asserted of the I with certainty. Now, what did Descartes consider himself to be before he undertook the meditations? Here Descartes advances a standard scholastic account of the nature of man. He used to think that he had a body. This body was engaged in several seemingly essential enterprises. The body is nourished, it moves around. Also, Descartes thought of himself as having a soul. He's not quite sure what a soul is. It might be something tenuous, like a wind or fire or ether, which permeated his more solid parts. This soul was engaged in perceiving things and thinking, which is the employment of an intellect. Now we have a list of candidates for what kind of thing this I is. I could be a body, a soul, a thing that is nourished, a thing that moves, a thing that senses, or a thing that thinks. Which of these ideas of my nature are subject to doubt? Of course, an evil demon could have made it the case that I only seem to have a body, like a brain in a vat. So I can be certain that I'm a corporeal thing, but since I'm certain that I exist, I must be certain of the existence of something which is not essentially corporeal. I must be aware of a kind of thing which can be separated in thought from a body. Well, the same argument goes for a moving thing or a thing that is nourished, since both of these entail the existence of a body.